The Western Cape MEC for Education, Debbie Schaefer, joins me to discuss the new movements.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Debbie, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us so early. How are you today?
Hi, Refilwe. Thanks. It's good to be with you. I'm fine, thank you. A little bit warmer than it's been the last 2 days at least, but not too much.
Indeed, which I think makes your life a little bit easier. I have to say, when I thought about the idea of opening for schools in the middle of winter after a year and a half of haphazard scheduling, I didn't think much of excited children this morning or learners this morning, but the weather helps.
No, not really. Although I think a lot of them are happy to be going back to see their friends at school, I must say.
This is very true. All right. So we obviously, I imagine the Western Cape feels quite prepared for the take up. How are things looking with respect to, first and foremost, the teachers who would have participated in the vaccination program over the last month?
Yes, I'm hoping that this will give our teachers a lot, a real much more sense of comfort. Having had that, we have 47,531 education sector staff altogether who've been vaccinated with the J&J in the Western Cape as part of the sector rollout. And of course, that excludes any of those who were already vaccinated with the Pfizer one on the age-based rollout. So it's looking quite good. And I think from that teacher point of view, there should be a lot more, people should hopefully feel a lot more at ease on that in that respect.
What percentage of the complement is fully vaccinated at this time?
Well, 47,000 is more than our total staff, but of course they were also open to the independent sector staff. So I think it's just, we were allocated 55,200 vaccines, and of that, we used 84% of that.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
It's not quite as high a percentage of the entire, including the independent schools, but it was pretty good.
All right, impressive. Separately, you know, there are some parents who still feel some trepidation. The Delta variant had greater impact on younger people. And as much as one may put precautions up within the schools, there are concerns about the fact that it's more highly transmissible. Have there been any changes to the social distancing practices that you'll undertake within our Western Cape schools?
We've been trying to get it reduced. I mean, it's been allowable for at a meter, not a meter and a half, quite a while now, you know, as long as the other protocols are in place. So there hasn't been any relaxing of that at this point. So we really want to get as many people back as possible, but of course, you know, we have to be careful. There has been an approach by the DBE to try and get that relaxed as well, as long as we put other measures in place. But at this point, it hasn't been. But of course, for the duration of the pandemic, parents still do have the opportunity or the option to keep their children home if they're really concerned.
Okay, that's interesting that continues. So we haven't relaxed anything. Have you tightened anything?
No, we haven't tightened anything. We've got the same procedures in place, we really appeal to schools to continue making sure, especially the masks and all the evidence is showing us that we must really make sure there's a good ventilation in place. So should also be good ventilation in schools wherever it possibly can be.
And then finally, sports, particularly contact sports, those remain off the cards?
Not off the cards completely. Okay. I mean, it is contact sport. Contact sport, unfortunately, is still suspended. But non-contact sport training and intra-school matches is still allowed. That has been for a while now. Non-contact sport-related activities and arts and culture, intra-school activities can still proceed except for choirs. But if you have to travel to matches, national championships and tournaments for non-contact sport that require them to travel to other schools or provinces is still not allowed.
Okay, that's interesting because the president did announce that leisure travel between provinces has returned, but just you're being prudent.
Well, that hasn't changed officially in terms of the directions by the national minister yet. Obviously, you know, if we carry on relaxing the levels, which I hope we will, then I'm sure those issues will be under discussion in the sector, and hopefully the minister will make some change.
All right, all the best for today, Debbie. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
All right, then, Western Cape MEC for Education, Debbie Schaefer.